أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نساؤكم حرث لكم فأتوا حرثكم أنى شئتم وقدموا لأنفسكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم ملاقوه وبشر المؤمنين. In the verse that we discussed yesterday, the Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding hayd, the menses that a woman experiences, and Allah advised that during that period, a man, the husband, is not allowed to have intercourse with the wife because she is in a state of impurity. That is one aspect. So firstly, when it comes to intercourse, it is subject to the wife being in a state of purity and not being in a state of impurity. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with another intimate issue between the husband and wife. And brothers, when we study these verses, it makes us realize how deep Islam goes when it comes to our affairs. It's not just confined to the masjid and so forth, but even in that private moment, the most intimate moment with your spouse and with your wife, Allah Ta'ala has given us guidelines, Allah has given us rules, Allah has revealed it in this Quran. Which makes us think that if that moment is guided by regulations and laws stipulated in the Quran, we haven't even touched the hadith, then imagine in the more major issues in my life, when it comes to my monetary dealings, when it comes to my social dealings, all of that, how much more should I not pay attention to the laws and the injunctions of the Quran? There are two reasons that prompted the revelation of these verses which we are about to discuss. One is the men of Makkah. They came to Medina and they married the women of Medina. So the women of Medina once came to the homes of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they had a concern and they complained. They said, "We have married these men from Makkah, and during intercourse, they have asked us to adopt certain positions which we are not accustomed to, which we find foreign." So they had this concern and they complained to the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the first reason. The second reason was that the Jews of Medina, they made this claim and they told the Muslims of Medina who came from Mecca that if a man were to have intercourse with his wife in the front passage, but from the back, so not the back passage, that is haram. Anal penetration has been declared haram. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cursed both the man and the wife who engage in anal intercourse. That has been declared haram. But they said that if a man enters the front passage of his wife, but from the back, the child will be born a'war. A'war meaning squint-eyed. That is how the child will be born. So Sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, "Ya Rasul of Allah, at times during that intimate moment, we adopt this position. And this is what the Jews are saying." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not respond. Allah responded. Nisa'ukum harthul lakum. Allah says, your women are a harth for you. What is a harth? A harth, a soil to cultivate. Allah has compared your wife to the soil which is cultivated. The soil where a seed is planted. The soil that is fertilized. The soil that produces beautiful, lovely growth and crops. Allah has compared her to that soil which is cultivated. We refer to it as harth. And Allah has compared the husband to the cultivator, the farmer, the one who comes and plants the seed and who cultivates the land. From this alone we understand something, that a woman is not just an object, or your wife is not just an object for you to fulfill your lust and to fulfill your desire. Allah has referred to it as a harth, something which gives birth and which produces beautiful, wonderful crops. So she's also there in order to produce children for you. She's not only an object for you to fulfill your lust and your desires. So Allah says, look, your women are a harth. a soil of cultivation for you. You are the cultivator. Now, let's take an example. A person is the cultivator, he's a farmer, and he has a land that he wishes to cultivate. He wishes to enter a land where he wishes to plant his seed. He is allowed to enter from any direction. Whichever direction he wishes to enter from, he's allowed to enter from that direction. There are no restrictions. There is only a certain direction from which he should enter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala similarly says, so long as the point of destination and the point he wishes to enter is that soil which is meant for cultivation. That is the important aspect. So Allah says, your women are a tilth for you. Fa'tu harthakum. Come to your soil of cultivation. Anna shi'tum. From whichever direction you wish. From whichever direction. In other words, the point of destination or the point of penetration must be the front passage. But the position you adopt, Allah says you can adopt any position. There's no restriction in Islam. As to the position a man must adopt and the woman must adopt when it comes to that intimate moment, Allah says you can adopt any position provided you are penetrating and entering that part of the body which you are allowed to do and not any other part. So this is the guideline that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And once again, we find how deep the Quran goes when it comes to our personal lives as well. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفِسِكُمْ, and send good deeds, send some good, advance some good for yourselves in the akhirah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, fear Allah. Even in that moment when you are on fire and you forget everything else, Allah says in that moment also be Allah conscious. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. In that moment of yours when your desire has reached its optimum and its peak, there too fear Allah. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us certain du'as, beautiful du'as that we should recite at that moment and in that time. Lovely du'as to preserve or protect ourselves, to protect our offspring, to protect to protect our future progeny. So Allah says in that moment also, be Allah conscious. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ, and be convinced and know very well that you will meet Allah. You will stand before Allah and there will be a meeting between you and Allah. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and give glad tidings and good news to the true believers. May Allah grant us understanding.